Morning. Well, having preached, not me, but John, on stewardship and wealth, war and peace, human sexuality, marriage and relationship, John, who's our associate minister, has had enough. And he's gone away on holiday, leaving us to it. I hope he's enjoying a really well-earned rest. For us who are here, we've reached the week in our series entitled Life and Death. This is another potentially huge topic. But as this is an all-age family service and our time is short, we are just going to focus on our memory verse, thinking about what it means. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Well, part of the human condition is a deep desire and need to feel significant, to find meaning and purpose in our lives. The X Factor clip at the start of our service showed us someone who was convinced that fulfillment lay in gaining fame and fortune. Well, it's easy for us to scoff at this. But if we look at our own lives, do we deal with this issue any better? How do we try to make ourselves feel significant, to give our own lives meaning and purpose? And now, our animal quiz game raised another major problem, the unavoidable reality of limited lifespans on Earth. This applies equally to humans as it does to animals. Immortal jellyfish aside, thank you to George for that really helpful illustration. We try to do everything possible to prolong and extend life, and we're grateful for the medical advances which make this possible to some extent. But does a longer life necessarily mean a fuller life? Ultimately, the stark and undeniable fact remains, none of us can avoid the end of our own lives. So how do we respond? Well, among us here today, there'll be a whole range of beliefs and experiences. Maybe you haven't yet engaged with this huge and unavoidable problem of death. Or maybe it is something you're conscious of, but you haven't found a satisfactory answer yet. Well, the Christian message is called the gospel for good reason. Gospel means good news. Jesus says, "I have come that they may have life." What better news could there be? We don't need to fear death. It has been defeated. We can have eternal life with the God who made us and loves us. So if you're wondering about these big issues, what is the meaning of life? What happens after death? I'd say that John's Gospel, which is where our verse came from, is an excellent place to start. I'd really encourage you to get hold of a Bible, read through John's Gospel, and see for yourself what claims Jesus makes about who he is and what he's offering. But many of us here today would say, yes, we do believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He died to take away our sins so we can go to heaven. That's great. But however, if we think that this is all there is to the gospel, we're mistaken. We're missing out on a huge and wonderful aspect of the life that Jesus came to give us. In our memory verse, Jesus doesn't just talk about giving us life, but life to the full. Well, with any created object, when considering how to get full use out of it, you need to know the purpose for which it was made. And the person best placed to answer that is the Creator. It's the same with human beings. God created us. What did he have in mind when he did so? How were we supposed to function and live to our full potential? As with everything in the Christian faith, the answer takes us back to Jesus. He is the example of a perfectly lived human life. He came to show us how we are supposed to live in the way that God intended, with free access to our Father God, a life in restored relationship with our Creator. To be a Christian is to be a disciple or a follower of Christ. Jesus says to his disciples in John chapter 13, verse 15, "I have set you an example that you should do as I have done. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." So following Jesus' example leads to a blessed life, life to the full. Of course, none of us is perfect yet, but I do firmly believe that Jesus' example was not meant to be just an academic exercise, showing us something that in reality we could never come close to. I do believe that the Bible teaches that Jesus came to show us in practice how it is possible to live as a human being in the way that God intended. Now, non-Christians may find it hard to believe that Jesus was fully God, but my challenge to us who are Christians is, do we find it hard to believe that Jesus was fully human? If we dismiss his example as unachievable or unrealistic, maybe we don't actually believe that Jesus fully shared our humanity. John 14:12 says, "I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to the Father." Jesus seems to have very high expectations of his followers. Why do we settle for less? Now, we don't have time to look in detail at all the implications of what it means to follow Jesus, but I would make the following 2 points, which I believe are key. First and foremost, Jesus' priority was his relationship with his Father. He demonstrated that we are made for relationship with God. This was the source of his security and purpose, his inner peace and joy. Jesus' life was not an easy life, but it was a life lived to the full. We are followers of Jesus. As it was for him, so it should be for us. Secondly, Jesus' reliance on his relationship with the Father went further than just being a source of personal strength and inner comfort. It was also the source of all he did. His relationship with his Father led to the practical outworking of a life filled with willing acts of love and service, which blessed other people and built God's kingdom. Above all, Jesus knew the joy of pleasing his Father and doing his Father's work. We are followers of Jesus. As it was for him, so it should be for us. I just want to add that I'm not advocating we try really, really, really hard to do all this in our own strength, and the role of the Holy Spirit is absolutely key. But to conclude, we started with two major problems of human existence: the reality of death and the search for meaning and significance in this life. I do believe that Jesus is the answer to both of these. He has come that we may have life. Death is defeated. We can have the certain expectation of an unending life with God, our loving Creator. For anyone here today who's fearful of death or is not sure what to believe, again, I encourage you to read John's Gospel, and I pray that as you do so, you will encounter the living Lord Jesus and respond to his offer of life. And for those of us who are Christians, Christ followers, my challenge is for us to look at our own lives, honestly answer the question, am I living life to the full as Jesus intends me to? I would encourage us all to immerse ourselves in the Gospels, to study Jesus' example, to grapple with what it means for each of us to follow that example day by day in our own lives. And I pray that in doing so, being filled with his Holy Spirit, we will know and experience that life to the full, which Jesus himself had and which he wants for each of his followers. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have come that we may have life, life to the full. Give us grace and faith so that we may enter into the reality of that fullness, both in this life and in the life to come. Amen.